expecting you to call, particularly.
No, but your phone flashes up who's calling, doesn't it?
Yes.
But I know you've got my number in your phone.
Yes.
So you knew it was me?
Yes, all right, yes, I did know. But I learnt to use phones before they all did that. And so now, for some reason I don't entirely understand, it feels rude to admit I know who's calling before they announce themselves. So I've just carried on pretending not to know. Which also, by the way, allows me to express flattering surprise and pleasure on hearing your voice. And the system, Laurie, works perfectly well, so long as no one draws attention to it. And now, you've ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's too late to be sorry. And now, every time I see your caller ID, I'll be reminded of this phone call, and I'll have to answer with a kind of sheepish, oh, hello, Laurie. And that will in turn remind you of this conversation, and then we'll both feel awkward every time you call me for the rest of our lives. And it could all have been avoided if you just allowed me to carry on pretending I don't look at my phone when I answer it.
Right. Well, all I can say is, for God's sake, don't mention this in your radio show, or you'll have the same situation with everyone you know.
Of course not. I'm not a complete idiot.
Dear guest, did you know that every day 60 billion gallons of water are used